The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Mem Ches. The Perek Bemet Toimlin discusses different halachas that apply to hatmana on Shabbos. Hatmana means insulating a food item in order to keep it warm l'kavod Shabbos. The Rama at the end of Simen Reish Nun Zayin writes that u'mitzvah l'hatmin l'Shabbos k'dei sh'yoychal chamin b'Shabbos. It is a mitzvah to insulate food from before Shabbos in order that the food remains warm on Shabbos. Kizeu mikavod v'oynik Shabbos, because this is part of the kavod, the honor and the enjoyment and the pleasure that a person experiences on Shabbos. V'chol mi she'enei maimin b'divrei chachamim, and anyone who does not believe the words of chachamim v'oysa achilas chamin b'Shabbos, and he forbids people to eat warm food on Shabbos, chayshinun shema apikairusu, we are afraid that maybe he is an apikairus. This is a quote from the Baal HaMaor in Perek Kira. Now, a person has to know that the halachas of insulating food for Shabbos, even though the Rama is writing that it's a mitzvah, but we know that there's an Isser Hatmana. This Isser Hatmana is divided into two halves. So that's what I would like to discuss today, a little bit of an akdama, an introduction to the halachas of Hatmana. So the first Mishnah in this Perek discusses with what is a person allowed to insulate and not insulate. Now, when is a person allowed to insulate and when is a person not allowed to insulate in order to know which materials he is allowed to use in order to insulate? So the Gemara before on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Mishnah that says that during Bein HaShmashos, when it's the time of Bein HaShmashos, Ma'arvin v'toymin es hachamin. A person is able to be toymin, he's able to insulate his food l'kavod Shabbos. The Gemara over there discusses that there are two gezeiros, there are two rabbinical decrees that Chazal instituted forbidding insulating foods before or on Shabbos, since we are afraid that it might come to a actual complete act of bishul or mavir on Shabbos. Since a person is going to want to have a warm food for Shabbos, he might do things that will bring to bishul. So therefore Chazal instituted certain measures to prevent a person from coming to do that. And that's where the gzeiros of hatmana, of insulating, were set down by Chazal. The two gzeiros, the two primary gzeiros of hatmana were that a person is not allowed to insulate from before Shabbos with materials that are moisif hevel, with materials that increase the heat of the food that you are insulating, whether it's the pot or the food itself that you are insulating. If you're going to insulate with things that increase the insulation and increase the heat, a person would not be allowed to do that from before Shabbos. Chazal were goyzer, why? Because it's a gzeira shema yatmin beremetz, we are afraid that if a person is going to be permitted to insulate with different materials that increase heat, he might use ashes which contain coals, and he might burn the coals in, or stir the coals in a way that the coals will get hotter and hotter, and he will create an actual act of mavir on Shabbos. So since we want to keep a person away from such a mistake, Chazal were goyzer that a person is not allowed to insulate his food from before Shabbos, even from before Shabbos, in any kind of material that's going to increase the heat of the food. The Mishnah in our Perek discusses what are those food items, and we are going to quote the way the Mechaber brings them down. The Mechaber says that a person should not insulate with things that increase heat, namely sand or salt or lime or moist straw, grass or wool, or manure, or pisilis, which is the waste product of olives, grapes, or sesame. These items increase the heat of the food, and even though we, according to the way we see it, we do not notice a noticeable increase, Chazal say that there is something that's taking place that's actually increasing the heat, and that's going to bring a person to make the mistake that he might be able to insulate with something that has actual coals in it, ashes that sometimes contain, you know, on the bottom of the pile of ashes, some coals, that he might stir it and bring it to get to a warmer state, and that's going to be bring it to the Avera, Chas v'Shalom, of being Ma'avar on Shabbos. So that is the Gzeira, that a person is not allowed to insulate with a Dover that's Moisef Hevel. So now, when did Chazal say that a person is allowed to insulate during Bein HaShemashos? That is with a material that's not Moisef Hevel. This is Rashi's opinion in the Sugya on Daf Lamed Daled. It is a machloikas, the Rif holds that a person can do Bein HaShemashos even with Moisef Hevel, but the Mechaber paskins in Siman Reish and Zion, like Rashi Shita, that a person is not allowed to insulate with something that's Moisef Hevel even during Bein HaShemashos. However, he is allowed to insulate with something that is Einoi Moisef Hevel from before Shabbos, even during Bein HaShemashos, which technically is a Suffolk of Shabbos, and any kind of Suffolk Isra Deraisa you would not be allowed to do. But since Hatmona is only Exer Derabanon, they permitted you to do that even during the Bein HaShemashos period before Shabbos, which according to Rashi was, they permitted you to do that with an Einoi Moisef Hevel, something that does not increase heat. Now there's a Gzeira that a person can only be toimed, you can only insulate with Einoi Moisef Hevel, with a non-heat increasing insulation, only if he does that before Shabbos or Bein HaShemashos. However, on Shabbos, Chazal were geyser that a person is not allowed to insulate even with something that does not increase heat. For example, clothing, or fruits, or peiros, or feathers, dry straw, or wool, or cotton, or sawdust, these are things that do not increase heat. Chazal say a person is not allowed to insulate with that from on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, a person may do that, like we said before, but on Shabbos, a person is not. Why? Because we are afraid that if you're going to permit a person to insulate in any kind of manner on Shabbos, it might make him, bring him to a point where he might think that the Chazal allow you to make your food hot. He might find his pot is cold, and he's going to come along and increase that heat and actually do an Avera by actually coming to really cooking his pot on Shabbos. So Chazal said on Shabbos a person is not allowed to do Hatmon, not allowed to insulate any kind of food with, even if it's Einoi Moisef Hevel, even if it does not increase the heat. And that's what the Mishnayos in this parak discuss. What are those materials that do not increase heat? Now, well, we mentioned before that Bein HaShemashos, a person is able to be mafnir, is able to insulate with something that does not increase heat. It's important to note that the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Katan Chav Ches, says that if a person is going to accept on him Shabbos early, even if it's way before Bein HaShemashos, it's going to be even worse than stringent status of Shabbos than Bein HaShemashos itself, and he would not be allowed to to insulate his pot even with something that is not Moisef Hevel. Now, since most people accept Shabbos, whether it's verbally or through Kabbalah Shabbos, before Shkia, at least at some time before, even right before. However, once you accept it directly, a person is going to be in a state of Kabbalah Shabbos already, and he would not be allowed to insulate, even though Chazal allow you to do that during Bein HaShemashos. That would only be applicable to someone who has not accepted Shabbos in any kind of way. He has not been Mekabel Shabbos, and furthermore, he is not part of any kind of tzibur that accepted Shabbos, because the halacha is that if the tzibur accepts Shabbos, it is binding on the yochid, on the individual, to go by the tzibur's acceptance of Shabbos, and therefore he would not be allowed to do anything that's asur on Shabbos, including insulating with the Einoi Moisef Hevel. So the Igros Moshe as well echoes this idea that it's almost never negei l'maisa to do hatmana ben hashmashes, because through all different ways Shabbos has already been accepted, whether it's through the husband's acceptance or whether the fact that the wife lit candles early. So therefore, it is very rarely negei to have a person who has not accepted Shabbos at all, and he's not in any way connected to any tzibur that accepted Shabbos, so it's not going to really be negei the heter of being matan with any mice of hevel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach brought down in Shulchan Shlomos of Kadon Beis, says that he really doesn't understand the logic behind asering hatmona on any mice of hevel based on the acceptance of the tzibur or a person's own acceptance, because the concept of the heter of Ben HaShmashos was that by during Ben HaShmashos already Stam Kederes Reis Chos Hein. Most paths are already hot enough that the person is not going to come along and make it hotter. So the fact that he went ahead and accepted Shabbos early is not going to change that. So why should we ask him to do Atmana on that if the pot is hot enough anyway and it's going to not bring him to do any kind of Havar on Shabbos? So the fact that he had technically bound by Kabbalah Shabbos should be not related to this discussion. However, the Paiskim do say that that is not true, and he would be bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos, even though you would not have the Svara of Stam Kedeiros Reis Chosein, and you would not have a problem with that. Still, it is also to do that. The Gzeira of Atmana has certain requirements. A person is only over insulating hatmona, means hatmona on Shabbos, only over, I guess we can say, you can only classify something as an insulation only if there are four main requirements. There are many details to these requirements, however, we're going to say them over the way it's brought down in Paiskim, as I saw just now recently in the Sefer of Lamatas Melachos, where they're elaborating. We'll try to explain it in that format. And in Mitzvah Hashem, in the Shir on Daf Nun Aleph, we will get into it a little more b'arichus. There are four main things. A person is not oiver hatmana, it's not considered insulating a food item, unless the food was completely wrapped. If he left over a space that's significant enough that you cannot consider that a proper wrapping of a food item, proper insulation, he would not have the isser of hatmana. Another halacha is that atmana is only asr on a kli rishon, only on the pot itself that the food had originally been cooked in, and even if it's yatzei ledus bei and it's off the fire, it still remains something that's asr to be matmin. Even if it's cold, he's not allowed to be matmin in something that's mice of hevel. There are different details which we're not going to get into right now, but the point being that it has to be in the first kli, in the kli rishon. Once it's transferred to a second kli, for example, let's say on Shabbat itself, and he wants to come along and cover it with a towel, which is the einim mois of hevel, like we said before, that he would be allowed to do on Shabbos, because it is now in a kli sheni, and this is explicitly stated in the mechaber. A third requirement for the Isra of Atmana is that the intention of the person is for insulation purposes, not for any other reason, let's say to protect from, let's say he doesn't want animals to eat the food, so he covers the pot. That will not be considered Hatmana, it's not insulating, because he's not doing it to insulate it, he's doing it to protect it from any kind of outside problem that can happen. And the fourth requirement is that the covering has to be completely touching the pot. If it's, let's say, for example, suspended around a pot, let's say he covered the top of his pot with a board, and over the board he put a draped a towel all around, then that would not be considered atmana. He would allowed to do that even on Shabbos, because it's completely suspended all around and is not directly touching. So these are the four main requirements that a person would have to be sort of fulfilling in order to have the Gezeirah of Chazal, the Isra of Chazal, to do Atmana. He would have to make sure, again, that the food is completely covered, the pot is completely covered in a way that would be considered a decent and a proper insulation. Another halacha is it has to be in the Kli Rishon. The third halacha is that it has to be with the intention of Atmana, not to protect it, let's say, from animals or dirt. And the fourth requirement would be that the covering should be completely covering the pot, And then that would be the problem of Atmana. We're going to speak out in Rosh Hashem that there are certain combinations of Atmana that a person should avoid, because even though technically they are not going to be things that are Mois of Hevel, and we said before a person is able to be Matman with Mois of Hevel before Shabbos, and the items which are listed in our Mishnah, if a person would take one of these items which the Mishnah lists as one of the things that are not Mois of Hevel, but he would insulate in a fashion that combines it with another heat source, that would change the status and make it into something that is Mois of Hevel. For example, a very common example of this is an urn. If a person has a hot water urn, and before Shabbos he comes and he drapes his urn completely in a towel, that is, even though a towel is clothing, and clothing are one of the items that are not Mois of Hevel, which a person is allowed to do before Shabbos, or even Ben Hashmashas in a case where he is not Mekabel Shabbos, as we said before. However, if his urn, since his urn is plugged in, so there's a source of heat that will combine with the towel that makes actually the heat, it makes the towel now a heat increasing item, a Mois of Hevel. So a person who completely covers his urn from before Shabbos is going to be getting into a major problem of being matman from before Shabbos with a Mois of Hevel. The Chazal says, Aser. What is the eight? So the eight is, a person should not completely insulate his urn. He should leave a space open, as we mentioned before, that one of the four requirements are that it has to be completely covered. If there is something that's not completely covered, he would not have the problem. So therefore, there are many people that they will, when it comes before Shabbos, they will pick up a part of the portion that's covering the urn, and they will hold it up in a way that leaves the urn exposed to some degree, and therefore, they will not get into the issue of Mois of Hevel. We mentioned before how much does it have to be exposed. It has to be exposed enough that a person would not consider this a viable form of insulation. So therefore, if he leaves that amount open, it would be something that would be permissible, since it's not going to be completely covered, as we mentioned before. In fact, I was in somebody's house and I see that they have on the cover of their urn, there are many urns that have a special shaped kind of, I guess, towel or something that they make in the store as the manufacturer that fits the urn, the shape of the urn, and it keeps the urn warmer. But they had, this fellow had attached to his this towel a laundry clip that he was able to actually lift up part of, right before Shabbos, he would lift up the bottom, let's say the skirt of the urn, and he would clip it up, he would hold it up with a clip in order to not have it completely covered. And this way he would be avoiding the shaila of completely covering his urn on Shabbos, and would not Erev Shabbos, and it would not be considered being matan with a Mois of Hevel. Rather, it would be considered atmana with a any Mois of Hevel, which is one of the permissible manners of an Erev Shabbos. I would just like to add a little end note. That which we spoke about before, the requirements of atmana, the four conditions, the second one is that if it's a klisheni, does not have atmana, that's only applicable to a Mois of Hevel. It means on Shabbos, if a person covers something with, let's say, a towel, but if it's a situation of a Mois of Hevel, for example, if the item that he's covering is also on top of a hot plate, that would be usher even in a klisheni, because that condition does not apply to that.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.